Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Trickle-Down Theory and Tax Cuts for the Rich by Thomas Sowell is a compact, pointed examination of two political phrases that dominate debates over taxation and inequality. Rather than treating them as neutral descriptions, Sowell argues they function as slogans that can obscure how tax policy actually works and who is affected. The book focuses on clarifying definitions, separating popular rhetoric from economic mechanisms, and testing common claims against historical patterns and basic incentives. It aims to show how changes in marginal tax rates influence behavior such as investment, work effort, risk-taking, and tax avoidance, and how those behavioral shifts can change the amount of revenue governments collect. In doing so, Sowell challenges the assumption that tax cuts primarily benefit only high earners, and he questions whether tax increases on top brackets reliably raise revenue or improve outcomes for lower-income groups. The result is an accessible entry point into a larger controversy designed to reframe the argument around evidence, incentives, and unintended consequences. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, political labels versus economic mechanisms. A central theme is that terms like trickle-down and tax cuts for the rich are not analytical tools, but persuasive labels. The book pushes readers to ask what specific policy is being discussed, what baseline is being used, and what measurable outcomes are expected. A reduction in marginal rates may be described as a giveaway to the wealthy, yet the real economic question is how changes in marginal incentives alter behavior and taxable activity. When the debate is framed as morality plays, it becomes easier to ignore how tax systems are structured, how deductions and exemptions interact with statutory rates, and how timing and reporting choices affect revenue. Sowell highlights that people do not passively accept new tax rules. They respond by changing how they earn, save, invest, and report income. The headline rate may change while effective rates and total revenue move differently. This topic is about moving from rhetorical conclusions to causal reasoning, define the policy, identify the channel of impact, and then evaluate results. By treating slogans as hypotheses rather than truths, readers are encouraged to examine data, time periods, and counterexamples instead of relying on the emotional charge of a phrase. Secondly, marginal tax rates and behavioral responses. The book emphasizes marginal tax rates because they shape the payoff to earning the next dollar, taking an extra risk, or investing in a venture with uncertain returns. Sowell argues that tax policy is not just about redistribution after income is earned. It influences how much income is created and how it is categorized. When top marginal rates rise, higher earners and businesses may shift compensation toward benefits, defer income, reclassify earnings, or reduce taxable activity, all of which can weaken the expected revenue gains. When marginal rates fall, the opposite can occur. Reported taxable income may rise because avoidance becomes less valuable, activity increases, and income is realized rather than delayed. This topic is less about claiming a single universal outcome and more about recognizing that the tax base is elastic. Policymakers often assume a fixed base and mechanically apply new rates, but the base can shrink or expand based on incentives. Readers come away with a clearer framework: revenue equals rate times base, and the base depends on human choices. Even if one cares primarily about fairness, understanding incentive effects is crucial to predicting whether a policy will deliver the funds and outcomes promised. Thirdly, tax revenue outcomes and the limits of static calculations. Sowell challenges the common assumption that increasing tax rates on the highest incomes necessarily increases government revenue. The book highlights how revenue can diverge from expectations when taxpayers alter behavior, when capital gains realizations change, or when economic activity slows. Rather than treating revenue projections as simple arithmetic, the discussion stresses the difference between static scoring, which assumes behavior stays the same, and dynamic realities, where behavior shifts. A key point is that high statutory rates can produce less revenue than anticipated if they encourage legal tax avoidance, discourage investment, or push income into less taxed forms. Conversely, lower rates can sometimes coincide with higher receipts if the taxable base broadens through more reported income or greater activity. This topic also reinforces the importance of time horizons. Short-run receipts can differ from long-run patterns, and changes may be influenced by business cycles, inflation, and other policy shifts. The reader is guided toward evaluating tax claims by looking at actual collections, the distribution of the tax burden, and how the economy and reporting changed around policy adjustments, instead of relying on slogans about who is supposed to benefit. Fourthly, who really pays? Incidence, growth, and opportunity. Another important topic is tax incidence, the idea that the legal payer of a tax is not always the one who ultimately bears its cost. The book encourages readers to consider how taxes on investment returns, corporate profits, or high incomes can affect hiring, wages, prices, and the availability of capital. If higher taxes reduce investment, productivity growth may slow, which can limit wage growth over time. In that sense, a policy aimed at the top can have broader consequences for workers and consumers, even if the tax is collected from a small group. The trickle-down phrase is often used to dismiss the possibility that policies affecting capital formation and entrepreneurship could improve living standards more broadly. Sowell pushes back by emphasizing how economies expand through accumulation of capital, innovation, and the organization of production, not simply through transfers. This does not require the claim that every tax cut is good or that distribution never matters. Instead, the topic invites readers to trace pathways from policy to real-world outcomes. How do investment incentives influence business expansion, job creation, and wage trajectories? And what trade-offs exist between immediate redistribution and long-run growth? Lastly, evaluating policy claims, evidence, comparisons, and unintended consequences, the final topic is a method for judging tax arguments in a disciplined way. Sowell urges skepticism toward claims that are framed as obvious, whether they assert that tax cuts only help the rich or that cutting taxes always pays for itself. The book promotes comparing different periods and jurisdictions, watching for shifts in taxable income, and paying attention to policy details such as the structure of brackets, the treatment of capital gains, and enforcement. It also highlights unintended consequences. Policies designed to punish or reward certain groups can change the composition of economic activity, alter how income is reported, and create loopholes or distortions that benefit sophisticated taxpayers while doing little for stated goals. The broader lesson is that good intentions do not guarantee good outcomes, and that distributional slogans can distract from measurable results. Readers are encouraged to ask practical questions before endorsing reforms. What is the goal? Higher revenue, or different distribution, or faster growth? What behavior will change in response? What historical evidence supports the prediction? By focusing on incentives and verification, the book provides a toolkit for navigating contentious debates without being captured by politically convenient narratives. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clearer way to think about tax debates without getting trapped in partisan catchphrases. Policy students, journalists, business owners, and voters who are tired of hearing the same slogans will benefit from its focus on definitions, incentives, and real-world outcomes. It can improve a reader's life by sharpening economic literacy. Once you understand how marginal rates shape behavior and how tax incidence works, you become better at judging proposals that affect wages, prices, jobs, and government services. Instead of reacting to emotionally loaded framing, you can evaluate what a policy is likely to do, what trade-offs it creates, and whether it matches your values. Compared with many similar books, this one stands out for its narrow, targeted mission. It does not try to be an encyclopedic public finance textbook. It aims to dismantle misleading language and replace it with testable questions. That directness makes it useful as a quick reference and conversation reset. If you want a concise argument that pushes you to separate rhetoric from mechanism and to demand evidence, it is worth buying and rereading during election seasons and budget fights. If you would like to support Thomas Sowell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.